32-year-old Rutendo Bana is the firstborn in a family of two girls. She attended Brothers and Livingstone House primary schools in Botswana, as well as Girls High and Gateway schools in Harare. Rutendo, who is slightly built, got a truck driver's license at the age of 23 with encouragement from her father, who owns a trucking company. She started driving haulage trucks across the country's borders at the age of 25. Rutendo says initially she wanted to be a doctor and trucking was far from her goals.
I got my inspiration from my cousin who used to drive trains. Actually, she still drives trains in England. When I came back from England holiday, I decided to team up with my dad who runs a trucking company named CB Trucking. I felt that I needed to join and drive the 30-ton trucks because I enjoy machines.
Truck driving in Zimbabwe has challenges such as long hours and poor ablution facilities at the borders, high accident rates due to driver fatigue, hijackings and lack of phone networks in places along the routes in case of breakdowns or other emergencies. Rutendo says she also faced problems with male truck drivers on her many journeys into Malawi, Zambia and Mozambique.
The nasty comments were people thought that I was some of the driver's girlfriends, because truck drivers have been known to carry, you know, girlfriends and do all sorts of stupid things on the road. But once they found out that I'm actually a driver, you see them start changing and they end up respecting you as a woman.
In 2009, Rutendo used the money she was paid from trucking to enroll for her private pilot lessons at Guthrie Aviation School in Mount Hamden. She believes she is a positive influence to young women like her.
I'm sending a good impression that being a female, people find flying and truck driving as a male-dominated industry. Girls are now changing their mindsets and believing that females can do whatever they put their mind to.
Her sentiments are shared by her father, Charles Banner, who is a qualified diesel plant mechanic.
The body language is that everybody gets surprised that girls have to do such jobs like moving a 30-ton, 40-ton truck. Girls have to fly and so on. But really the trend is that in today's world, a girl can do whatever, achieve what a boy can achieve.
Her sister Rovimbo is a medical doctor. She says her sister has never lost focus from her early days as a haulage truck driver.
She took to the road in trucks, and that totally shocked everyone and it amazed me. It's something that I couldn't do personally, to go for days on the road by herself or with a driver assisting her and etc. It's truly inspiring. And then the day she decided to take to the air, I saw her brighten up. That's what she lives for. My sister is a true pilot at heart, and she does it very well.
Rutendo's dream is to get a commercial pilot license. Guthrie Aviation School is charging $40,000 for the course. Her father's trucking business has fallen on hard times, because companies that used to give them haulage contracts have shut down. Charles says even the private pilot training course was very expensive.
When you put it to $300 an hour and multiplied by close to 100 hours, it's a lot of money. So we did put that and she got the license. The idea is that not to fly private. She has to fly for commercial. My company's gone a bit low.
Rutendo says a commercial pilot certificate will help her acquire a certified flight instructor license to teach others how to fly and to earn a living flying airplanes. However, this dream is facing a setback due to lack of funds.
Is anyone out there who can help me achieve that scholarship of getting a place at an aviation school? Sponsors who can sponsor me so that I can continue and finish my commercial pilot license.
Rutendo says she has already started going around giving talks at youth centers and at church about how she confronted male-dominated areas in an attempt to motivate young girls. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.